The episode that you are about to hear is at this point a tradition. After a one-year break, we return to Comic Geek Speak Super Show. And what do? On the Saturday night of Comic Geek Speak Super Show. Well, friends, Romans, countrymen, all us comic timing folk gather into a room and talk about whatever comes to mind. This is the time of year where that line in the opening of our show is probably the most true. Do not expect to find coherent thought in this episode. Expect ramblings and perhaps a little bit of Charles Barkley along the way. Everyone will be introduced in the episode itself, so I will not do it here. However, you have been warned. Sound quality is decent on this episode. It's not nearly as good as it usually is, but we roll with it, and it's certainly listenable. So you better damn listen. We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com. And make sure to go to DCBS, Discount Comic Book Service, for all of your comic book needs. Use the promo code CT8 to get an additional 8% off on your first order with DCBS. It's a new month, so go ahead and take advantage of that once the new orders are up for May. Enjoy the insanity of Comic Timing, episode 142. I most certainly did.
As is tradition, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 142 of Comic Timing, live from the Crown Plaza at CGS Super Show. We got a lot of people here, so hi, Julian. How was?
What up, people?
Really? You sound way too calm for my liking here, man.
I already got to explain to you guys the secret of the Dark Knight Rises. You got to start off calm.
We're gonna get there, but you're probably pretty happy right now for one reason or the other. Number one, what you got? What you got?
I got that. You okay? Spider-Man Artificial. You okay?
How many A's is in Gil Kane?
I don't know, man. It's just you need to listen to that when I say that over any 2 Chainz.
Yo, Sean, I gotta tell you, man, you holding a mini Corona, like that Corona looks even tinier.
Yes, it's like it is. Wow, that's like Lego Corona. This is amazing. This is amazing.
How many ounces is that?
It is 7 ounces of pure funk.
Wow.
But it is delectable or tasty. It doesn't
Mexican
matter.
Funk.
It tastes good. It's excellent.
Mexican funk.
Yeah, man. I'm down with it.
All you need is a little lime and you're good to go.
Oh, man. I don't need no lime. Let's drink this straight, baby.
Yo.
Hey. You throw a tasty orange up in some Blue Moon.
Yep.
I'll fuck that shit up.
hold on. Bring that back over to Chad because I got to bitch him out right now for even saying that. Hold on. Chad, hold the mic. Hold the mic so I can bitch you out. Number one, who made jalapeno beer, motherfucker?
That's a fruit, but...
Uh-huh. Jalapeno's a fruit.
Chad.
Does it have seeds?
Still. Yeah, but still.
Thank you. That is the proper answer. That is the proper response.
Quit trying to counter my point with logic.
We have a returning guest, Yanni. Yo, right here. Come on. Come on, carry it around all over the place. That's what the point of this goddamn recording is, man.
How long is this cord?
It's pretty long, actually. It's pretty long. It's long enough to... Okay, that's about it. That's about enough. Okay. Yeah, just do it. First off, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Glad for you to not have a random work obligation at the last minute this time around.
Well, that's usually how it goes. I usually have about a day's notice before I'm off to Romania.
Suddenly I have to go to Kazakhstan?
Almost. I've been.
Zero dark theories about you!
It's not that type of machines, okay?
Yes. World traveling robot repairman.
Repairman.
Yes. Damn it, you have
uh-oh.
My secret.
Uh-oh, hold on.
My bolt on.
Sean's waxing poetic over there. One sec. No. Good. All right, that's fine. I'm going to let this go as organically as possible here, by the way. Hand it right next to you there. We got a newcomer. Introduce.
This is Eric, or Lucky Mustard.
Hi, Lucky Mustard. Yep. How's life?
Pretty darn good, man.
How lucky is that mustard?
Oh, it's very lucky. It's scrumptiously lucky.
Because yellow mustard doesn't count. Yeah. Green
but the
mustard?
Yellow is... But the yellow is French's. French's is good.
French's is not... No. Okay? Look, you're coming from a Brooklyn Jew here. There is no way in hell yellow French's mustard is good. I am not taking... I'm not taking that as an answer, man. Apologize for yourself.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Oh! No! I steal!
I'm sure there'll be plenty of Raph apologizing before this episode is over. And last but not least, he only comes on Comic Time. He's replaced Chad as the man who only comes on Comic Timing when Super Show happens.
That's not true. I've been in the New York Comic Con once.
Oh, yeah, right. For like 3 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Nobody hitting on your girl this time, asking for IGN stocks, right?
No.
All right, good.
God.
I'm glad.
We got her a moaner. She's got her own moaner. We're good.
All right, good. Good. Oh. We're
getting... my favorite genre of music. Do you want to listen to some right now?
Hand it off to Sue, who on the bed. I'm gonna be afraid of myself for even saying that Raph should talk. But
I'm sorry.
Good.
First off, get it out of the way. Okay. For the actual recording, it's actually starting to get warm, and for the actual release date, man, this summer is hot. Woo! It is like 97 degrees out there with 600% humidity. God, this is the hottest July ever.
You know, you're really giving me some leeway there. Like, you really should be saying, man, this February is cold.
This month of the year is really hot or cold. 20XX is really an amazing year. I can't believe the zombie apocalypse has or has not happened.
Those Terminators that have now taken over the Earth, Mike helped build the machines that made them. Mike had a hand in that.
Question, Chad, is that a tumor?
No, that's some pretty potent homebrew.
It's not the tumor.
Get in the chopper.
Oh, so you're drinking homebrew?
Uh-huh.
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah? Why am I not drinking homebrew?
I can go get some.
All right, good. You go get some. You go get me some homebrew.
Okay. All right, good.
Yes.
Good. This is happening. So, Sean, my man, let me hand this off to you right now and ask you some simple questions.
All right, talk to me.
Number one, we're now at the end of Saturday at Super Show. How'd your Saturday go?
You know, it was pretty good. Action Lab had three tables. We broke things down. We had our ages section.
Yeah.
We had our t-shirts, mm-hmm. three different styles.
Yeah.
Plus some plushies, things called vamplets. We're doing a book for later this year.
Vamplets, I love that.
And then we had our ages 12 and up material on another table.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it took a while for people to understand that all three tables were our tables. Even though we have two Action Lab banners, one for NFL Rush Zone and one that's just Action Lab.
Right.
And we put the Action Lab one near, you know, the 12 and up books. And, like, we had to constantly tell people, hey, check out our three tables worth of stuff. And they'd be like, oh, you got that table, too? 2 + 1 = 3.
Wait. Real? Whoa. Whoa.
You got three tables?
Back the hell up.
Whoa. All right, we're getting the good shit in here now, but...
Oh
yeah, 2 + 1 = 3. Last I checked, that was math.
You know, but like once people understood that it was all good, mm-hmm. and we actually had a pretty productive day.
All right.
You know, so it was like I said, I really don't have any complaints because I didn't know what to expect from this show. I mean, there was no Super Show last year.
Yes.
And
although
you know,
these listeners wouldn't be aware of that since I just released 2011 Super Show in like 2 weeks ago. But
right, yeah, right, yeah. Right, exactly, exactly.
That's not even yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
And it wouldn't be a Super Show recording without Sean at least once saying that ain't right.
It's not right. You know, right. Raph come in, it's just not right. But it's, right. It's just expected. But yep. No, dude. It's like playing 10-yard fight, and Raph is the quarterback on 10-yard fight, and he's about to do that because you don't hand off a 10-yard fight. The only thing you do is throw like a swing pass. It's just you hear that, and that pass zoom. That's all it is. That's Raph all day, every day. That is Raph. Perpetual motion. That is all Raph.
You know, honestly, he should start a blog called The Perpetual Motion Machine, because that is exactly what he is.
Yeah, he is. He just he never stops. I don't. His energy is just relentless. But no, it's like think about it though. For real, on a real tip, think about it.
Yeah.
There was no Super Show last year.
Right.
There have been a lot of changes in CGS,
yeah.
You know, since last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brian comes on every now and then. You know, Peter, you know, he'll come. You know, he does his own thing now.
It's
you know,
the Pants Show featuring
you know.
Pants.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, it's led by Pants now. It's a new generation.
Yeah.
It's going, you know, it's a new listening audience.
Yep.
Like a lot of us in here, like you got like two different generations of listeners in
right.
this room.
Yeah.
Alone.
It's true.
You know, so, but like, and there's like a third and fourth generation of listeners too. So it's. I am going to kick you in the chest.
You know, yeah. my Tumblr handle right now is actually HeehawDS9 for like the three people that get that joke. We interrupt Heehaw, the next generation, for this important news bulletin.
That's wrong, man. Yo, that was on the critic. The critic cartoon did a little thing called Hee-Haw, the Next Generation. It combined Star Trek, Next Generation, and Hee-Haw.
Yep.
It was fucked up. It was funny.
Nothing like Patrick Stewart doing like line kicking.
Yeah. No, but so it's like I don't think any of us really knew what to expect from this show. You know, we didn't know what the crowd size was going to be, or like you know what business was going to be like. You know, it's a brand new audience. Period. Yeah,
right.
we got some old time folks. We got some classics, but yeah, man,
we're mixing things up here. One way to the other. Well, let's talk to Eric a little bit since this is his first rodeo here with Super Show.
That's true.
As a first timer, how did it feel to pop your Super Show virginity, and how did it work out for you?
Well, it went to yeah.
Julian is having way too much fun with Thor's hammer right now.
The cherry was popped real quick, and it was a bit brutal.
Ooh, was there blood? Whoa.
There was some droppage. Yeah.
Your cherry got popped by the golden penis. Hold on. Julia, hold on. Clarify.
No. Why?
Pause is something you play when someone says something kind of explicit.
Yeah.
Or it can make me misconstrued to something else.
Yeah.
You pause it. Or you pause yourself so somebody can't pause you. Hey, yo. People on the street be like, hey, Julia, why are you pausing it? Yeah, I gotta pause.
So, yeah, golden penis.
Basically, what he's just done is he's cleared himself of the turn to pop the chair.
I thought it was the golden penis.
Golden penis more than anything.
Yeah.
Epic pause. Yeah.
Well, does it mean explaining needs to be done?
No, we don't go there. Well, okay, we can talk about how our Super Show started on Thursday at Puka de Beppo.
Oh yeah,
and we had a table for 9, which turned into a table for 12, because you know Jamie has his peoples, so Jamie brought his peoples with him. He brought his ladies with him. You're right. Danny and his sister rolled in, and UMAC was an unexpected addition as well, and we went from 9 to 12, so we got a different table. And they set us up in the room with the statues all set up all over the place, right next to the Pope Room in Buca de Beppo, because they have one of those. There is a Pope Room in Buca de Beppo.
I want Francis. Give me a Francis Room.
Francis Room.
Pope One Lung. Let's go.
I think they had the redesign when Pope Francis showed up, but right behind me the entire night was a statue with a golden penis. Yeah. It was a statue of David with a golden penis.
Oh,
yeah.
You can see. Are you serious?
That's why.
Oh my God! You can see.
That's half
I like that there's an entirely separate show going on that side of the bed with Mike and Bill. It's just going to be the Mike and Bill show.
Live from Ian's bed. Pause.
But that's how our Thursday started off, with a shitload of Italian food and golden penis.
That's very true.
Yes. Yeah. And once you actually roll to Saturday.
Yeah, it's finally after this when this day happened.
Yeah.
I mean that just soothed everything.
Soothed it?
Yes.
Please don't make us pause.
No.
Yanni.
What? Hi.
This was your return to Super Show.
It was.
How different was it? Did people remember you and your ways?
Enough people remembered me. Sean knew remembered my last name for the most part.
Yeah?
It's like, how can anybody forget Yanni? That's that dude. That's that dude.
It's funny, that's how a lot of people describe Yanni. He is that dude.
He's that dude. He's like, you know, from previous Super Shows, he came to the table, like, back in the PKD days, gave me respect, gave me dap, yep. Bought some books, and he was like, hey, man, much appreciation.
Did you say he gave you dap?
Dap.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, like, I thought you meant the hair gel for a minute.
No.
Called dap. DEP.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. So like, I saw Yanni. I was like, respect. I was like, the old crew is back.
Nice.
So no, I mean, no, that's a good feeling. Like I said, man, it's good. You know, like being able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I only see some of y'all like once a year.
Yeah.
You know, I see some of y'all once a year, maybe twice if I'm lucky. So
yeah.
No, it's good. Man, well, he may bring out them experimental beers.
Ooh, here we go. Oh, the chocolate.
You know, no.
Nice.
Chad came up to me. Chad came up to me during the show. He was like, He's like, I got a pizza beer.
Yeah.
I got a pizza flavored beer.
Pizza flavored beer.
It's what I said. He's like, no, it tastes just like pizza. I'm like, I don't want to drink that. Yeah. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So this is the chocolate box.
But there's some mountains that you should not climb.
Nice.
You know, hey, you know, this ain't the Sound of Music. I'm not climbing every mountain on that. It's there. But I'm not trying to drink that beer. I'm not trying to drink no pizza beer.
Holy crap.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true, because like when we saw the only black dude in Cliffhanger, it was Leon. It's like, why they always got to get Leon to play the crazy black man role in these movies?
Raph is the only person who doesn't actually need a microphone.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you even need to answer that question?
I just...
You've known this man too long.
I know. I know. It's just, it's weird. Yes, it is.
Expendables 2. Yo, Expendables 2 is entirely worth it for motherfucking Walker, Texas Ranger.
No. It's worth it for Van Damme.
Van Damme, that's true.
Jumping speed kicks a knife into freaking...
Into Thor's little brother, chess. Best shit in the world. I was like, what? Jean Villon. Boom.
No. What got me is because, like, you know, they're all over the top in that film because they're all in on the joke.
Yeah.
But like when Jean-Claude shows up, he's got the sunglasses on, and like he introduces himself as the villain of the movie and whatnot. He's like, this, and he pulls out like his shirt down so you can see the symbol, and he's like, this is the symbol of the goat. And when he says that, he says it in such a way because like the goat's supposed to be like this evil animal or whatnot. And like I fell out, I literally lost it because he's just deadpan. This is the symbol of the goat. but when he did spin kick that knife into Thor's little brother's chest,
Thor's little brother's chest.
Little Thor's little brother's on the ground like, you know, I was like, just go ahead and die, just die.
Come on, he said it was his last mission. You knew he was going.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I gotta go back home. It's my last mission and I never got hurt in my life before.
It don't matter. You supposed to feel for him because he's Thor's little brother and somehow he let Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham take him out on a trip and Jet Li left, because clearly if Jet Li was there, he'd be like, oh man, I can freaking fly over and kick that knife out of the way before right. it go in his chest.
Right.
Because you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Once upon a time, China 4, 5, 6, and 8 or some
oh
shit.
Oh my God.
You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Yes. Wong Fei Hung coming at you
Shadowless
like.
Shadowless kick on that bitch.
What? Well, we'd be ready for that.
I mean,
at least Van Damme has aged significantly better than Seagal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seagal look like a goddamn a puffed up balloon version of Steven Seagal. Like something you left in the water too long and it swelled up with water.
Kids, that's what happens when you huff helium.
Yo, Steven Seagal looks terrible.
No, like I love Machete. I love that film because that film is batshit insane. But the thing is, when you get the close-ups of Seagal being tough and acting hard, you know, it's good. You know, it's good. But then when they get to the, you know, when they get to like the fight at the end, like, cause in the opening scene when you see Seagal, you're like, damn, Seagal got thick, but he's wearing a big shirt, so you don't really pay much attention to it. But then when you watch that final fight, you know, there's a little, you know, more shots and the wind's blowing and the shirt's a little smaller, and it's just like, damn.
He put that weight on.
Yeah,
while
man.
He was filming.
Yeah, it's just like you was only on set for 1 week.
Yo, it's hard. It's hard work chasing down them criminals.
Yo, he needs at least 3 dozen donuts after that.
Well, I mean, what's great about the Expendables is that Stallone gets injured so much in these movies. And yet he keeps doing them because he can't feel anything anymore because he has so many fucking steroids. His nervous system is completely shot and he just keeps doing the damn scene.
I thought we were talking about Super Show.
All right, look, Chad, are you new to this? Are you new to this rodeo? You fucking know damn well this show. This episode is like 30 minutes Super Show and like an hour and a half, whatever the fuck else we got on a tangent about.
I haven't seen the first movie or the second movie, so.
Well,
Stallone, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
here we go.
We talking about Sylvester Stallone, right? Now, how many of you guys seen Rocky 3?
Oh, here we go.
So hopefully you guys seen Rocky 3. You know, Rocky 3, Rocky is the champion. And, you know, he got a little bit soft because he'd been eating, right? But then out of nowhere, Mr. T come out. It's Clubber Lang. And he beat the holy shit out of this dude. And, you know, Rocky got a train. And Apollo Creed is like, yo, I got you, son. And he trains him up. And then he beats the shit out of Clubber Lang. Now we get a 2012. Christopher Nolan comes out with a new movie.
This is the greatest transition of all time.
And in this movie, right? You know, it's influenced by a lot of things. No Man's Land, Nightfall, you know, some Robin stories, you know, back when Dick Grayson was a cop. And, you know, plenty of other stuff. You know, a little Selena stuff is in there. And then the key piece that brings that whole film together is Rocky 3. See, Bruce Wayne, right? He took some time off. He got flabby like Larry Holmes. And you know, things is popping off. And out of nowhere, yo, there's this new bad guy. He comes into town. He's strong. He's fast. He has vigor. He talks in an inventive way. Comes in and he kind of basically he calls out Batman and Batman's like, oh don't he know who the champ is? He's like, yo, I will go fix my leg up. He fixes his leg up, get the cool little robot. He's like, yo, I'm about this life. Yo, Alpha's like my man Mick in Rocky 3. You can't do it, Bruce.
You can't do it, Bruce.
He's stronger. He's faster. Yo, Bruce doesn't listen, yo. This man, Bruce, thinks he's still stunned like his back when he was fighting the Joker. So this man goes onto this thing. You know, he got that new thing. that Catwoman. He's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We about to go get this dude, right? We go up in that joint. The door shut on him. Banksy Bane's like, hey, yo, Catwoman. Why you with this old clown right here? Why don't you mess with a real man? Batman's. Yes. Yes. And it's like, the shadows. I was born in the shadows.
You really adopted them.
And he whoops. Exactly. Yes. 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 Do that again.
You only adopted the shadows. I was born in them.
And he then proceeds to break Batman into like 1,000 pieces. Batman then ends up somewhere else training. A mysterious Arab dude basically is Apollo Creed. Like, I got you, son. What you gotta do is hang from this little thing here so you'll magically your back will realign, and then you got time with that man, that wall. And all that, you know what I'm saying, Batman, he's pushing up. You know what I'm saying? Bane is the champ. The kids is hurt, you know. Then he comes back at the end of the movie and whoops his ass like Rocky III in front of the columns. Club Belang is defeated. Batman is the champ again. Everyone loves Batman. He gets a goddamn statue in the middle of the city. Like who? Like motherfucking Rocky Balboa. The Dark Knight Rises is the Rocky III of superhero movies. That's why that shit is like the second greatest of all time.
And Bruce Wayne don't have to chase no chicken.
I can barely top that. Oh my god!
The episode. Thanks to our sponsors, DCBS. It's for like,
it's like drop the mic and walk away at that point.
And Bruce, when you go to the Chinese food restaurant, you have permission for stir fry.
Ain't none of y'all see that? I sat through that movie twice. When I first saw that movie, I was like, "Oh shit, this is Rocky III," where Alfred's like, look, do you see his movements? Like, yo, is that motherfucking Mick, a.k.a. the Penguin, son? What? That is the secret of that movie. People who hate on The Dark Knight Rises don't like Rocky III. They not real men.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been a Julian Lytle rant. Brought to you by DCBS, Tuscan Comic Book Service.
Go buy that Dark Knight Returns. Go out of Nightfall. No Man's Land. And then go to Amazon and buy Rocky III.
Witness a boxer that only throws haymakers. Clubber Lang, that entire fight. Watch all the Clubber Lang fights in Rocky III. Yeah. They're all haymakers.
Yep.
There is no intricacies in his boxing style. All right? No intricacies. And like the thing where he was talking about, you know, Bane, you know, being in the, you know, living in the shadow.
Yeah.
Go back, watch the scene in Rocky where Rocky gets that statue.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, here comes Mr. T hiding in the shadows behind all the people calling out Rocky. Yeah. And he has got the mohawk. He's got earrings with the feathers on them.
Yep.
Okay? How can you be hard and have feather earrings? He plays it off and is talking mad shit.
Mr. T finds a way, man.
Just like that damn gas mask and that damn accent. He makes you think Bane is the hardest dude on earth.
Yes.
Yo, when he puts that hand on that man's shoulder, nah, he didn't grab it. He didn't put a fist. He laid that hand on there like, yo, I want to do that to somebody so bad and put that fear of Bane in them. Like, I will fuck you up, bro.
It's amazing how we figured out the ADR trick in this room.
You want to know why? Because Yanni fixes robots.
True.
The man's a fucking genius.
True, man. It's true.
Genius.
And when you cut onions, you have my permission to cry.
All right. Go on.
And when you're from Krypton, you have my permission to fly.
I'm done with him.
Yo, that joke was so bad. Superman would come in and be like,
yo, come on, son.
Like, really?
And when you have an umbrella, you have a permission to be dry.
Let me say stop that, man. God. You got permission to fly, son.
Batman be like, why'd you even tell me that? Like, yo, Robin didn't even find that funny. Like,
Chad, any thoughts?
None.
You got nothing?
Speechless.
You know what? Bill hasn't been on this episode yet, other than to introduce himself, so...
Hi, I'm Bill.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Bill. You don't have to share a story as awesome as that, but... Let us know how you've been doing this weekend, sir.
I've been doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you buy? What'd you do?
I didn't buy much. I won a free sketch from Erica Hesse.
Oh, nice.
From doing the early bird.
Well, you do your Simpsons shit, right?
No, that's Chad.
Oh, that's Chad. My bad.
Whoa! Way to know your pals.
I love you, man.
It's only been 3 years that I've been doing this.
Everybody knows Bill's thing is getting Harold to drop...
cats.
Heroes and villains,
right.
Throwing cats.
Throwing,
at people.
Oh, throwing
just
cats.
Villains? It's just villains.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the heroes guy now, apparently.
It was the Erica Hesse that threw me off because I remembered you had a Hesse. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, good.
So Erica does awesome pinup artwork.
Yeah.
And so I picked the one woman that just popped right to mind. I got Carla Tortelli from Cheers.
You know, making a break in the world today takes everything you've got.
Yo, that was the saddest moment of Adventure Time.
Oh, my God.
And the Ice King was singing that shit. Make sure he won't go crazy while he's attacking little Martha Lee, yo, from the monsters. From the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I feel you.
Yo, I will never think of that song the same way again.
I have never watched Adventure Time. I need to start watching that show.
You need to.
It is dope. It is dope, seriously.
Yeah.
A bunch of full-grown grease in a regular show ends everything. Because they got a bird Voltron that wears Reebok pumps. Yeah. Yeah, that's your face.
I saw
your face right there.
Yeah, I saw you some like, regular show today when we came back.
Yeah. Giant Reebok pumps.
No, the basketball episode of Regular Show where Carl Weathers is the voice of the basketball god.
The arm wrestling joint they got. They got the pumps. They got the cool shades.
No.
They got... And it's a bunch of baby ducks. They form a giant dude. Like Ultraman. And then all their gear, because they play You Got the Touch in it.
Oh, no, they
when
don't.
When they bust out the final, they got a fist pump mad hard to Hessian. And they get a dope-ass white jumpsuit hoodie. And they get all their items back from all the ass. They got the power. The power
the Casio
the robot,
keyboard.
And it has a rocket punch.
A bunch of baby ducks. Send them to the moon.
I have yet to watch Regular Show. I'll admit that.
Regular Show is incredible. Yeah. It's literally like... It's like the new renaissance of Cartoon Network. I mean, granted, that renaissance is now probably going on 4 years now.
Right.
But it's fantastic. The fact that the show starts off regular and then goes batshit insane.
Ah, Regular Show starts up regular. Ha!
Yeah, no, see, that's the whole concept.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a regular show, then it isn't.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so you watched some in the room earlier today, man?
Yeah, there was like the Banksy episode, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
It was all about a graffiti artist let loose in the park.
Wow.
There's like an overweight guy called Muscle Man. It's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Muscle Man's regular.
Yeah. I watched like one, maybe three quarters of an episode because we went to the restaurant.
Yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
Where'd you guys eat? Azteca.
Azteca, yes.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Isn't that where you had the hot waitress last year? Or
the hot waitress is there all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
We got a hot one on Friday.
Yeah, it's a smorgasbord of beautiful women.
Shady Maple is a straight-up smorgasbord.
Oh, yeah.
That's grapple.
I'm not saying it has to happen.
Yeah.
But if I ever go in Guantanamo...
Yeah.
I want to get smorgasborded. I want someone to shove copious amounts of Pennsylvania Dutch food in my mouth and ask me where the hell Bin Laden is and who's in the Saudi group.
Who do you work for?
Pound Sign 24. I missed that show. What a life. Sometimes.
I miss Bauer because every single time I see an ad for Touch, I'm like, why is Jack Bauer letting that happen? Why would you do that?
And why does that show exist?
And well, it's on Friday, so it won't exist much longer.
You know what's great? Touch is bad, so it's bad Touch.
Ain't right, man. Ain't right. Ain't right.
You know what? You know what? What else did you get? I mean, you had the Hesse. What else?
I got the Harold.
Harold Jennett.
Jennett.
Wait. I'm sorry, Sean. What's his name?
Harold Jennett.
Thank you.
I got Doc Ock.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing cats.
Nice.
Yes, exactly. He's very efficient at throwing cats.
Are they Doombot cats?
No, they're just regular, like house cats.
Cool.
And then he was Doc Ock. He had the extra arms.
Yeah, not that, you know, before he went all nuts. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we pause a moment as I drink a jalapeno ale with jalapenos still in it. L'chaim. Oh my God, that smells spicy as hell.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. I am gonna regret this like nobody's business. Woo! Ooh, that's tasty. It's got a bite. Oh boy!
Does anyone want to try?
Oh, holy crap! Wow!
I mean,
oh my
it's
God!
Delicious. Does anyone
that
want to
is
try?
That is actually really. All right, look. You know what, Chad? No, get over here. Get over here right now.
I think he's gonna kiss him.
I gotta say this. Well, I would, but you know, germs. You have stepped it up so much on the homebrew since the last time you were on an episode at Super Show, man. Like that is glorious right there. I gotta say, man, that is light years above what I was expecting. That is awesome.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is that you're good.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
Like I have something to. we can cool that off with a rhubarb raspberry wheat.
Oh my God!
It was like Ian said. He's like, "Yo, son, that 2010 to 2011 shit was whack, yeah." But I'm gonna be real with you. I'm just gonna lay it down for you. 2013 is just it's incredible.
Look, 2011 was good, and I'm gonna let you finish.
But 2013 is the greatest of all time.
All time. Drop the mic and walk
away. No, but see, like that's the thing about this show. Like, this is the only show I know where we get cats bringing in brewed beer.
Yep.
For creators, I saw Chad dropping off like six packs to like creators on their chairs
in return for them designing labels.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. He's like, just drop off. I was scared Daryl was going to drink all their beer.
Yep.
You know, because it's his birthday weekend.
Yep.
And you know, by the time you listen to this, Daryl, happy belated birthday.
Fuck it.
Oh, that is true. Well, happy belated birthday. We still love you.
When this comes out in 2014, happy, you know, whatever birthday.
I'm concerned about your kidneys and your drinking problem.
Or you're already dead and we're sorry.
No, he will not. He will not be dead. He will just suffer from alcoholic sweats.
It's actually the alcoholics.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yo, listen. We was upstairs, like in the restaurant / bar. I call it part two because there's that main bar, and then there's the other bar. And Daryl walks in. He's got his hat on. And look, it is not hot outside right now. It is cool and crisp. You should not be sweating. I don't care if you're overweight or what. You should not be sweating. He came in drenched.
Oh.
The hat was soaked. I'm like, motherfucker, how much beer did you drink before you came in here? I'm like, it is 9:45.
You know, I think it's probably a good thing that JK's moving out of town. That way, Daryl will have less opportunities to drink.
It don't matter. Any time is a good time for Daryl to drink.
I can just imagine Daryl
might have a drinking problem. Get down
the room, play the podcast. Like... with sad music playing in the, like, hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. What's that? What's that, coffee mug man?
That was a terrible joke.
Bait is calling people out.
He was like, that's what we need. We need Bane disses.
Yes.
Bane is like, shots fired.
You better step up and start doing that on Comic Book Laundry now.
Ooh. Yeah, right. I
Comic Book Laundry, that's what Chad, Harold, Bill.
Oh my god. You know, I'm so glad that this weekend I have caught up to a bunch of comic book readers by buying volumes 1 and 2 of Daredevil and volume 1 of Hawkeye. I hope you got that Hawkeye, by the way.
Yeah, I got it. I got that copy of Hawkeye.
Good, good. Right on.
That Gil Kane is so pretty.
No, hold on one second. Hold on. Not only did he get that Gil Kane, but what was funny was because he was doing that raffle, you know, Julian's in the back and like he's like following through his tickets. So he, you know, and he finally called the number. He's like, wait a minute. So he's following through his tickets, but he's trying to find it because he got so many tickets. And so they call another number. They call another number, and that dude was like, the other dude was like, oh, hey, I got it. That's mine. And like some people in the crowd are like, yay. And Julian's like running up. He's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's mine. That's mine. So, you know, like, you can just feel that other dude's heart just break, and, like, his chest just started to cave in internally. He's like, this motherfucker got my shit.
My man from Wild Pig was like, hey, we'll give it to you, Julian. Oh.
Yeah.
I half expected him to pull another one out from, like, the back or something like that. Like, all right, we got two of them. Let's make this shit happen.
Well, no, what was killing me, though, was this was killing me. Like, during the door prizes, because, like, yeah. You know, people had to have their wristbands.
Yep.
And, like, you know, Action Lab donated some stuff. We donated some, like, you know, some NFL Rush Zone t-shirts.
Yeah.
And
the Eagles jerseys.
The Eagles shirts and whatnot. We close to Philly.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, we kept reading off numbers. And like literally I had to like bite my tongue before I said, oh, y'all don't want our shit? We trying to be nice. Y'all don't want our shit? I'll take the shit back. I'll give it to some kids on the streets that need clothes.
You know,
I might have won one and I wasn't paying attention. You didn't know
there was a wristband. Downtown Reading is ghetto as shit. They would eat up them damn jerseys.
Sean, I'm sorry.
Sean be a king of the hood.
Yeah, I will go take those to the hood.
Can I? This just reminds me of how much I laughed when at Super Wild Pig they did their first raffle for the Action Lab shit, and I was the name they pulled out. Like I didn't already have all half of the shit to begin with.
Well, guess what? It went to a good home.
You're damn right.
It went to a good home, and maybe it got regifted for somebody else. But that's all right.
Nah, I wear that shirt.
No, it's all good. But like when that happened, I was just like, man, that's fucked up. And it was like, oh, we just gonna have to pass. But I'm like, they named off like 55 numbers. It's like, it's all right, dude.
I was looking at my wristband. What the hell numbers on a wristband?
Motherfucker don't never pay attention to shit.
Well, meanwhile, you know, hand the mic to Raph because you know he's been talking. You know, for one thing, I'm glad that you made it here. Period. Considering that was up in the air for like about 8 minutes.
Well, okay. So what for all of you? Okay, so by this, okay, for the on time people,
yeah.
Midtown is about to do extended hours for the 8 months from now people. Midtown's been doing extended hours for a while now, and it was just about to start, and we got a new assistant manager, and I was training him.
Yes.
So I had to stay Friday.
You
and
had
I
to
decided,
do your duty.
Yeah, and then I decided if I leave early Friday and I'd work a little Thursday,
yep,
I could swing it, and they were like, oh, we're not sure. And that's when I went Daniel Day-Lewis and said, I am the floor manager of Midtown Comics, clothed in immense power. You will procure me these vacation days.
You didn't say, I will drink your milkshake.
I ended up doing that 5 minutes later.
Yo, you just look him dead in the face in front of everybody in there buying their books on Wednesday. I will drink your milkshake. And just drop that shit and walk out and be like, God damn.
I drink it up.
I really should have. I really should have. But
and you managed to make it to MAPE this morning.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Thanks to a very early call, morning call, and a wonderful fast driving girlfriend.
And this call to the bullpen brought to you by Lowe's.
Let's build something
together. Get through the rest of your shit because it's never gonna fucking happen otherwise.
I think it's nice.
I know. I think so too. I love this show.
The day after Christmas, Jess and I adopted a cat.
Yeah.
His name was Loki.
Aww.
At the shelter.
His name is still Loki.
His name is still Loki. Okay, good, but it kind of called out to us.
Right. Because you said was. I'm like, wait, our dead cat's name is Loki. And
his name was already Loki when we found him.
Gotcha.
And I've got the wounds to prove it.
Holy shit.
That was a going away present. That's where I got that.
Thor.
I actually have a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd named Thor? Wow. You have a German Shepherd named Thor and a cat named Loki.
Yes.
That is great.
German Shepherd ain't doing his job.
Well.
You need to go one out older to be like, yo, you don't get
it. You know what you need now? A parrot named Balder.
Like, yo, I cast you out, so you are not
worthy. Thor's in the Odin sleep right now.
But you got Loki drawn, huh?
So we got Loki drawn as Loki.
Nice.
Which was pretty cool. Bought Dutchie Digest, next two issues, because I love those.
Nice.
They're very funny.
Yep.
And
he's one of the two people
that listens to our podcast?
Yes, it's true, but that's not what I was gonna say. but thanks for pointing out your own inadequacy.
I'm sure by this time in 2015, we're going to have like seven listeners.
What podcast is that?
Bill? Comic Book Laundry.
Oh, really?
Would you like a business card?
Where can you... I love how you're like throwing out business cards, like making it rain up in here.
Well, it's like, what, $5 for 250 business cards?
Something like that.
And we both got them?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Entirely too many business cards.
Yeah. No, but that's good. I mean, no, Nah, now I completely forgot what I was going to say. No, Dutchie Digest, Bruce is one of the two people who's been to every event.
Yes.
Who's the other one?
Was it Chad?
No.
No.
No, he went, no.
No, it's Sean Whalen.
No. Oh, yeah, it's me, right. What? Yeah, okay.
No, it's Sean.
You've been here for every event?
Every event.
I did not know that.
No, I only bring it up every 8 minutes.
No, it's definitely just Bill.
Gil Kane. Yeah.
What'd you get again? I forget.
That Gil Kane artist edition of Spider-Man.
Well, no, Sean Whalen is an honorary member because he was going to make Last Super Show, but he couldn't make it.
I was going to make all of them before I found out what CGS was and then started going to the Super Shows. When I first heard CGS, I was like, you know what? I was going to go to all of those other episodes.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just never got around to it because I was probably doing something else.
That's fine. I'm getting a sketch from someone else in this room. Oh, yeah, Julian Lytle. Getting a Kid Omni-Man sketch.
Everything is purple. Like A$AP Rocky.
So, what, he's the Prince of Superheroes? Everything's purple?
Nah, A$AP, just y'all got
to, I have
this rapper named A$AP Rocky. All his tapes have something to do with purple. Because they drink lean. And lean is dangerous. Kids, do never drink pharmaceutical grade cough syrup and Sprite. That will kill you.
Just
will give you a seizure and you'll be in the hospital like Little Wayne.
Or you become Jamarcus Russell.
Oh.
I bought the A$AP Rocky album, the newest one, because I thought it was A$AP Rock. It's a different rapper that I like listening to.
They spelled different.
It's all digital. It's all digital. So
yeah.
He's also white.
Yeah. I'm white. Sean, talk.
It's 2013. I know too many white people who listen to rap music.
There's a Y at the end of one of the names. That's what I got, bro. That's all I got.
That also explains the casual racism.
He said he was drunk.
It's true.
Yep. It caught him off guard completely.
Word.
No, nothing like that. It's just pure ignorance. The pure ignorance. So whether you're sipping on that scissorp or not, it is pure ignorance at its finest. Oh, yes. That's what they call that perp. Scissorp.
Scissorp? I have heard the word scissorp.
I've heard the word scissor actually too many times in my life. Oh, drank. Oh. Yeah, isn't that what ruined Jamarcus Russell?
Yeah, all right.
Jamarcus.
Yeah, double was like double coding. I've heard double coding.
Yeah.
That was in Lexington, well, though.
When I hear the word Jamarcus Russell, I just hear that Key and Peele sketch in my head where they're going through the list of names of the college players. LaShwanda, Barusa, Angel, the third.
That sketch is so fucked up.
Plus, I love that they get to the one white guy, Joe Smith.
Show is incredible. The show is just awesome.
I'm glad you guys have normal names.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that. You know, I couldn't have a name like, you know, LaShonda Duke Marriott. You know what I'm saying? I would not be able to have a job anywhere. You know what I mean? You know, it's just not going to work. You know,
LaQuisha.
You know, I can't like name a child Layaway. You know what I mean? It's not going to work.
Name a child Layaway.
You know, people of all races nowadays. It's not just black people. It's like black people, white people, people like they will name their kids after materialistic shit because we are just in that age.
Or yeah,
hashtag. You know, all types damn. Of shit.
Oh man.
Child away if you name your kids and shit like that.
You would hope that would be the case.
Yep, but that's the thing.
Call child services on that fucker.
No, man, for real. Like, he's right. There is a child named Hashtag. You know, there's a child named Acura. There's a child named Porsche.
Is there actually a...
There's a lot of Porsches, but I don't know if they named after the car. Or was the car named after the female?
I don't know. I'm still glad that that Nosmo King is an urban legend.
What?
There's an urban legend out there that some mother who didn't know English... Only knew a few words and wound up naming her kid after the first thing she saw, the no smoking sign. So the kid's name was Nosmo King.
That sounds like one of those.
Yeah, I think I actually found that on Snopes.
Oh, first time. Lord!
So name your kid Snopes. His middle name will be True. Unconfirmed. Snopes unconfirmed English.
Nickname Catfish.
Catfish. you know, I finally saw that movie. I saw that movie not too long ago, actually.
You watch the show?
No.
Yeah, Catfish, the show is genius. Like,
that's the best show.
Like, yo, all right, you make a movie where you possibly got played by some chick. And then you get famous, and then you like, yo, you go MTV, yo. Let's make this a show where we go find a bunch of regular people who do that shit to each other, and we show that shit on TV. And that is some of the most captivating hours on MTV. That shit is excellent.
I love the episode where the guy thought he was meeting another guy, but then it turned out to be a woman.
Oh, I ain't see that
he
one.
He was so upset I ain't that see she that was a one. Woman. It was so... He had to tell his best friend, he's like, I'm not gay, but I'm really in love with this person.
I was so disappointed.
You guys have no idea. It's so funny that I actually can't laugh.
It's a really great show.
On a very special episode of Dark Knight Rises.
But the other thing is...
Yo, did you see the one with the stripper? Where
yes.
the stripper girl was trying to find a stripper guy, and it was some,
yes.
just some old regular overweight black dude that was faking.
Yep,
that was fantastic. Our television.
We got it on our DVR. They had the. Did you see the recap show?
No.
Oh, the recap show where they bring them all back together.
Oh man, I got hit that on demand up.
Oh, it's awesome.
Right, you know what? God damn it! God damn it! You're gonna get me to watch this fucking show.
You know,
because the
Jess
movie
loves watching the worst MTV shows. So yeah. We watched like Teen Mom 2 and
Sweet 16.
Now, the Catfish. She also watches other bad shows.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the movie though?
Okay. I did see the movie after I saw the TV show.
Okay. So that movie,
which is funny because the TV show rips off the movie.
Yeah.
But his brother made the movie, and then he was just like, "I'm going to steal my brother's idea and get rich off of it."
Yeah. It's either the most fake thing ever, the movie, or it's pure sad, and I'm not quite sure which.
I liked how it came out the same goddamn month as The Social Network. It was like, there's the movie about the creation of Facebook.
And the movie about how actual Facebook works, which is people getting played.
Yep. And then the show came out right as the Manti Te'o stuff hit the news.
Why Manti?
Yo, I'm telling you, I still think he's just faking. That like, I know you can't come out, but son, you should just come out.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but come on, I don't believe you.
He just didn't want to pronounce Tuiaso Sopo.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the dude.
Yeah,
that's the other dude.
It's
Jon Stewart's favorite thing to scream now, and that is what's so great. Tuiaso Sopo.
I know it was Tuiaso Sopo.
Oh, yeah. No, you just reminded. Actually, I reminded myself. Went to go see The Daily Show last week. I was online to see it, and like I was like 10 people away from getting into the show. And one of the guys who was right in front of me who didn't get in is at Super Show this fucking weekend. By pure coincidence, he's set up at one of the tables.
Wait, seriously, is that Tuiaso Sopo?
For the show?
That was the Monday show.
Yeah, it was the Monday show. So it was
April Fool's.
Damn it! That woman who wrote that book with that thing. No,
it was some book about I think education or something.
Something like that. It was like that Bones. Oh, there you go. Boom. See, Julian knows that.
Yeah, she's also like the girlfriend of Kevin Johnson, current mayor of what? Sacramento.
Former Phoenix Sun.
Goddamn beast! Will you play me in the AJ, boy?
6'1".
Boom shakalaka.
You ain't young as Kevin Johnson. You just shoot threes.
Is it the shoes?
You know, I love that the new version of the On Fire edition, you can get the entire team on fire. That was a great addition. Great addition to the game.
I'm tell you one thing about NBA Jam that I'll forever love, especially like when they would swap players in and out, when they would get like the license rights to put those players in.
Yep.
You would get salty because, you know, Scott Skiles was on the Orlando Magic. And it's like, I don't want this motherfucker on my team. We can't win with Scott Skiles. Even when he was on fire, he still bricked shots. How is this humanly possible? Why are you making me so angry? Konami, I hate you. Now I got to switch teams.
I love that you pronounce it Konami.
Yeah, that's I've always been that
Konami.
Way.
Konami.
Konami. No, but better yet, how come, you know, we get NBA Jam, and it's like, I don't see no Barkley, but come to find out a claim signed a contract with Barkley and was like, we're going to do our own game on the SNES and the Sega Genesis called Barkley Shut Up and Jam, which is the biggest batch of bullshit ever made.
Hold on. Speaking of Charles Barkley, Mike was telling us about this video game, or as I like to believe it, it's a fever dream that he had.
No fever dream, sir. Oh, yes, Julian knows what I'm talking about. Barkley Shut Up a Jam by Den.
Yo, Barkley Shut Up a Jam 2, where Michael Jordan is the big evil of a post-apocalyptic America, and Barkley's son gotta save everybody from him. Yo, Hoops Barkley. That game is the truth. It's like an RPG, like Final Fantasy 3 or some shit. It's like.
Game is canon, sir.
Like, yo, basketball is illegal because Barkley did a dunk so powerful.
The chaos dunk.
It was a chaos dunk, and it, like, wrecked the fucking planet. And that's how Michael Jordan took over the leader of the world, and he banned basketball.
And yo. No, you know, there is no better in-the-car conversation to have, too. Like, we're on our way to Reading, and all of a sudden, Yanni is all... Yeah, there's this game about Charles Barkley's son. Like, what?
You know, we both know what we're talking about.
I'm trying not to wreck the car.
Wait. Chad seriously starts swerving like he's doing his best not to crack up. It crashed.
I got it on my computer.
The Kickstarter, right? They kickstarted it.
Well, they're kickstarting the sequel to the original game.
Gotcha.
So it's like the sequel to the sequel.
Yes.
Sequel to the sequel.
Barkley
to prequel.
Barkley 2.
Yeah. to the prequel of the sequel. That's actually a sequel of a prequel.
Well, it's Barkley 2, Chapter 2 of the Hoops Barkley Saga.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, he ain't involved. He's been kicked out.
The chaos dunks.
Speaking of chaos dunks, yeah. This is also another thing. This is what I used to love about the Sega Genesis Super Nintendo era, because like every game manufacturer said, hey, everybody buying video games, they can even suck, but they'll still buy them. And EA Sports was like, you know what, we do good with these sports, but you know, sometimes we do good with other things. But we like Michael Jordan. But we don't want to do a sports game with Michael Jordan because we already got, like, you know, the NBA games. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make an action-adventure game. And it's going to be called Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City.
Oh.
One hand can shoot fire basketballs. The other can shoot ice. He's a superhero. Platform gaming. What? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm... Shaq Fu Ultimate Fighting Basketball. That shit was dope as fuck. I don't care what anybody says. Hold on.
Hey, Sean, I think Action Lab needs to get the rights to that.
Yes, we need Shaq Fu. Listen. I was working at Toys R Us at the time. It's holiday season. The greatest thing ever, I was working in the security booth. The security booth had all the video games. What they had a ticket system.
Yeah.
They had a ticket system. So if like somebody bought something, they turned in a ticket to the cashier. And then like this like little register thing would pop up with the ticket. And I'd be in the booth like, oh, okay, I need to get a copy. Shaq Fu. And like we had, because EA invested so much into this game, they convinced all these stores to buy Shaq Fu. We had, our store had 12 boxes of Shaq Fu. And in each box contained 16 copies of Shaq Fu. That was just for Sega. We haven't even got the Super Nintendo Shaq Fu. Okay? So we go on a dry spell. We go on a dry spell from like November 1st all the way to December 19th. And like, you know, there are no off days. So like I'm just in the booth day in, day out. You know, tickets pop up. Okay, let me get this game. And then one day, that ticket came up. And like, I was like, it's Shaq Fu. Oh, shit. Somebody buying Shaq Fu. And like, that dude came up. I had like this big cheesy grin on my face because I had a copy of Shaq Fu. I was like, listen, this game is dope. Do not get it twisted. Mortal Kombat meets Shaquille O'Neal. And it's dope. Yeah, it was fluid. You wanna know why? You wanna know why the animation was so fluid? Because they had to prove to people this game wasn't bullshit.
Yo,
that game was so fucking awesome.
My man.
Ultimate like, Fighting Combat God. Basketball.
Yo, that shit was like, yeah, it was like fucking Pit Fighter, goddamn Kung Fu movies, Mortal Kombat, and Shaq, Fu Snickers snacks too, you know what I'm saying? Not Orlando Magic Shaq. Fu Snickers like rapping Shaq, and he's freaking flying, kicking across the screen. This shit was like Eternal Champions, but better. It was like the hood Eternal Champions. That shit was the best shit.
and yet he couldn't make movies for shit.
I know.
I don't think I understood like two words from that.
It doesn't matter because Shaq Fu is still the greatest. The greatest. One of the greatest fighting games ever. I don't care what nobody says. It's got Shaq on the front cover in a karate pose. How can you go wrong with that? You can't. It is impossible. You can get it right now on the emulator for free on the internet and just take it and just configure your joystick or whatever and play the shit. And you know, and like you can tell me, Sean, that game is still bullshit. I don't care. To me, it's one of the greatest games of all time. And it was even greater because I got it for like $1.99. Because I mispriced the game when it went in the system. But it wasn't like nobody cared because we had 12 boxes.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Shaq Fu, and for some reason I think of all those guys who pre-ordered Duke Nukem Forever back in the day when it first came up for pre-order, and they had freaking receipts from Software Etc., which hasn't existed in 10 years, and they had to present it to EB and be like, you are honoring this. Well, you are. Yeah, EB's still around. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. GameStop, right. That's what I meant. Yeah, GameStop, EB, yeah, same thing. Yeah, yeah.
The bankruptcy rises.
Which, what'd you want to say, Julian?
Oh, I was like, yo, if I ever end up on NBA on TNT, I'll be like, yo, Shaq. What's up with Shaq Fu 2, son? What's up with that's what merges Shaq Fu 2 with Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Yeah.
The Hoops Barkley Saga Part 3.
I just need to say about Barkley Shut Up and Jam Guy Dan.
Yeah.
That I don't think, I didn't mention in the car, and Julian hasn't mentioned, but NBA Jam actually happened. For your like space dump, no, Space Jam happened.
Everything is canon.
Yeah, Space Jam is canon. Space Jam is canon in this game.
Holy crap!
It's most one of the most important parts of this game.
Oh, the important parts of the game. Okay.
Don't you have to get the special ball back or something like that?
What? Well, you meet LeBron James's grandson, who's hidden.
Can we?
Yeah.
If we have a third game in this saga, can the subtitle be terrible?
Oh, there was nothing terrible about this. It's the greatest game ever made.
The Barkley Saga, Chapter 3. Terrible.
I mean, Michael Jordan trying to infect the son of Charles Barkley with a horrible strain of diabetes. To the point... And then they meet up with Wilford Brimley, who is connected to a machine who is trying to absorb all of the world's diabetes.
Oh, my God.
And he succeeds, except that the strain that Hoops Barkley has been infected with is too strong and kills Wilford Brimley.
You know, I really didn't think anything could top last year's Nerdcore rant, and yet somehow it has happened. And it is in the goddamn form of motherfucking Charles Barkley.
Shit, yo. Who's Barkley? You don't understand. Like, in terms of independent gaming, this shit is going down in, like, history.
John is crying.
I was talking about this shit with Sean. Like, I kept that shit to, like, the chest. Like, I'll be following this shit. Like, yo.
If you would have told me, I would have listened. Because this is incredible.
Yo, and the sequel is like the first game is like straight RPG, and the second game is like a Chrono Trigger because you control the character on a 3/4 view. You be shooting stuff, yo. You gotta play basketball.
A basketball based fighting system in an RPG. Done.
Oh my god. Julian putting up shots and missing. Oh my god. Wow.
No. See,
I am almost at a loss.
See, no. See, because
remember
I'll tell you
what
something.
This show is about Super Show.
So Bill, what else did you get?
No. See, you must understand. You got that okay. See, but you must understand.
Yeah.
In the era of Shaq Fu, working in the security booth, we would also get games that would never sell.
Yeah.
And they would just sit in there and collect dust. And, you know, until we had to discontinue the games or send them back.
And when your game is on discount, you have my permission to buy.
Well, I don't think you would buy this one. Because still in the era of NBA Jam, Barkley Shut Up and Jam,
yeah.
Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City.
Frank
Thomas Big Hurt Baseball. There was it's called like Rap B-Ball Jam. It was NBA, it was like, it had a generic NBA Jam engine.
Yeah.
And it had rap folks in it.
Oh, no.
That was one of the bootiest-ass games ever fucking made. At the
same time, do you remember there was a syndicated show after Magic caught the heavy where he had celebrity basketball and Jahlil White
was on Magic Johnson's team.
Every week. That joint used to come on like 12 o'clock
on
Saturday.
No, they would play in Hawaii. They would play in Hawaii because it was a special tournament. Magic Johnson did a special tournament.
You brought that shit up. I came this close to spitting this shit across the room.
Yo, no. That was a special tournament because like he would like get all these entertainers and celebrities to come out, go to Hawaii on his dime because Magic had it like that, and they would play in this tournament. It would air on midnights on weekends,
yeah.
And Jahlil White would be balling on people. Urkel, without the glasses, he had the flat top. He would have
like, oh, broken ankles.
DK and fell down. Superman and fell.
Yeah. Embarrassing, folks. It was incredible. I'm like, oh, why am I? I'm staying up like five Saturday nights in a row.
Was Grandmama ever on it?
No. This is professional. This is all. This was like all celebrities and like retired basketball players. And shit. It was incredible.
Well, that's why I asked if Grandmama was on it, because Larry Johnson is Grandmama.
No, he is, but he was still playing.
That's true. You're right.
It's like early, early nights.
I got.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Before the Knicks and the 4-point play. All right.
And before the bad.
Damn right.
And before the bad back, bad knees, bad elbow, all that stuff, bad everything. It's incredible.
So, Bill, what else? No, I'm not even going to bother. okay, so getting it back to Super Show for about 8 minutes before we, meander like we always do. A lot of new faces this year. Do you feel that these new faces are drawn to the overall Super Show ambiance? Like, are they being accepted? Are they a new force to be reckoned with?
I think this new audience that's in there is an audience that's really just about the fact that they know that there's a comic book show out there.
Right.
That's not a knock on the podcast or anything. It's just that, hey, here's a comic book show. It's in our neighborhood. Let's go check it out. That's what that is.
Right. Because they're not there for the jazz show.
Right.
And I feel like the CGS audience has always been about loving comics.
Right.
And just wanting to read good comics.
Yeah.
And interact with creators.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the new people are just like that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like everybody's having fun reading comics.
Right.
Yeah. Man, I really missed the gun show.
I had two tickets for that.
Bam! All right, anyway.
Mike never actually got to experience the gun show. That was the year he wasn't here.
No, that was insane.
Yeah.
That was insane. Gun show folks trying to scare geeks and shit. I'm like, yes. Yeah. See, that's I just want to walk in there.
I forgot the last time that the gun show.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They was harassing all the white nerds. They weren't fucking with the black people because we just came in there like, yo, I need a 45. I need a Glock. I got no record. I need an AK-47. They would have been frightened. They'd be like, "No, y'all, you good."
But what this show has, that Super Show didn't, motherfucking Uncle Sal.
Yeah, then that's cool because I didn't think he'd come back.
Yeah,
I didn't think he'd come back because after that puppet show a couple years ago.
Oh,
he was salty too. Cause we were salty about that guy dang on H2 Awesome. Well, I guess he was salty about that damn puppet show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we ain't got time for that.
I'm telling you, I mean,
where's that meme of that black lady?
We ain't got time for that. I mean, you guys were at the table, so you didn't get a chance to do it. The Uncle Sal, listen to it when it comes out on CGS. The Uncle Sal panel, that is the greatest hits of Uncle Sal all there in one package. He tells the freaking poodle story, which you gotta fucking hear. I'm not repeating that shit. It is messed up.
Really?
Yeah. He tells the shitting out the window story. he is all over the place like you would not believe.
So it was back in October when the Alex Ross exhibit was going around. It came over to the Norman Rockwell Museum, which is probably about 45 minutes from Albany. And so I went over to the opening party, and, Uncle Sal's there in like a suit and tie, and he's all, proper, and I'm going, who's this guy? And when I got up to the line because Alex Ross was signing stuff, I was like, so when's the next time you're going to be on CGS, and, do you have any more good stories? What'd he say? He said, whenever the guys come and tell me they want to have me on, I'll come on.
I mean, this shit worked because Jamie D was the moderator. So.
Oh, that's just perfect. Oh, who Uncle Sal did?
Yeah, because I didn't realize a lot of the artists are put up in the Days Inn. So you got Norton. I mean, imagine, because you've stayed at the Days Inn before, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we've all experienced it early in our Super Show careers.
Yeah.
And see, you must understand, for us tall cats trying to get in that shower,
that was the cleanest my chest ever got clean.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, but like in order to shower, you have to like bow like Terminator when he comes like from the other dimension in order to take a shower. So not only do you have to work hard to get clean, now you have arthritis in your hip from like posing while trying to shower at the same time.
This is one of the few times in your life you're allowed to sing that song, Raph.
Which song?
No, but like it was that rough. And the thing is that, you know, you get older. It's one thing you do when, like, say for instance, you like 33. You know, that's one thing to do. You're like, you know, you're roughing it.
Right.
You're days in.
Yeah.
You got two people in one bed, two people in another bed, somebody sleeping on the floor. Yeah. You turn 37. It's you're like, look, I'm grown. I need
I'm
my own bed.
And I'm feeling it.
I need my own bed. I need a shower that I don't have to bend down to get into.
You shouldn't have to T-bow to take a shower.
Exactly.
Okay?
Oh. Shit. No. Like, not only that, but see, you know, I can't have towels that like scrape scrape my skin off.
Yeah.
No.
That's not called exfoliating, okay?
I mean, look, man. The water at the Days Inn is harder than a fucking brick, all right? But see, but listen, once again, it's a different time for CGS. It's kind of like this regroup.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a regroup. So, like, you know, if they can only afford to put people over at the Days Inn, you know, hey, you got to do...
Jazz Fest.
Oh, Jazz Fest.
I can't wait for that Jazz Fest.
Hey, I saw the back of Shantae Moore. I was so mad I missed the front.
You did not text me that Shantae Moore was here?
I was mad because nobody told me that she was walking past me and I saw her back. I'm still mad that nobody told me. I had Alan there, and my hot there. Everybody was saying, I was like, yeah, that was Shantae Moore. I was like, God damn it. All I saw was her
back. Hold on. Shantae Moore, one of the finest looking women in the history of R&B music.
Is in this goddamn hotel.
Sean's going to go leave now and try and track down where Shantae Moore is actually staying.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen to this podcast. If you can see the saltiness that's on my face right now, I would be the new spokesperson for Lowry's right now. And I want you to understand how upset I am. Nobody told me. Motherfuckers can't even text me and tell me that Shantae Moore was in this hotel.
All right. You know what? I am totally going to morning show this fucking episode and be like, this is a Lowry's moment. And then just play music like directly over.
That would be awesome. You don't understand. Shantae Moore is beyond fine. Even if you don't like Shantae Moore, even if you don't know who she is, you see her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Even Bane knows. Even Bane knows how fine Shantae Moore is.
Yo, Eric, straight up, you should be really happy you missed the Days Inn era.
Yeah, man. Seriously, be thankful. Be thankful, man. Like, it's like, look, I understand. Look, it's, you know, money's rough, money's tight. You got to do what you got to do. But, you know, it's just like, no, we went through that. We earned them stripes for Days Inn. We don't have to go back.
Well, I heard, like, and I don't know if this was, you know, Crown Plaza policy or whatever, but the room block technically wasn't filled up here. They just stopped honoring the $90 rate after, like, a month before.
Ah, okay.
So, like, Danny and a bunch of others couldn't get the Crown Plaza because they were charging $120 a night.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we all got lucky that we got our rooms when we did.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Like, when that Jazz Fest took over.
Yeah.
That Jazz Fest took over. It's like so many people coming in for that. First off, the damn Jazz Festival is from the 5th through the 14th. How many fucking music festivals in small towns do you know run for 9 straight damn days? Are you kidding? Are you serious? How is that possible in Reading? Is there nothing to do here?
You just answered your own question.
That is true. Never mind. But still, think about it. They have this city captive for 9 days.
Yep.
Like they have literally become they've become the stimulus package for Reading.
Day 5, Reading held hostage.
Yeah.
I can imagine the news reports of, like, NBC, like, well, Jim, it's day 6 of the Jazz hostage.
Jazz Fest rises.
I hope all you Comic Timing listeners appreciate this shit. I do this for you, okay? I do this for you.
And day 9, right before they close out the news podcast... All you hear, all you.
Say that on the mic just to get that in here.
Nah, he got to say it. He got the cup. No, he got to say it.
Cup it. You have a cup in there.
I'm not going to do it, man.
Come on, do it.
And we give the bebop to the people.
and on day nine after the peaceful arbitration is given, only thing you hear is some Kenny G like.
This is like the Iran hostage crisis going on. Well, it's day nine of the Jazz Festival.
Hold on, Bill. Don't they have like the 13 hours of the what is it? Careless Whisper.
There is a 10-hour loop on YouTube of the intro to Careless Whisper. I only got 3.5 hours in until my YouTube.
Oh my god! You want me to piss my pants?
Yanni is on point tonight. This is incredible. He is on point.
You know, it really like it takes the man who is farthest away from all the mics to be the man who is on point.
Oh, Wham was so gangster.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, George.
It is 10 hours long of the intro, just perfectly looped.
Yeah.
So you don't even notice when it starts over again. The video is a moonlit beach, and it is 10 hours long.
That's the way I feel about like certain animated GIFs, like the GIF of BMO dancing. I could just watch for like 9 hours straight because it's just over and over again. You know?
We were 3.5 hours into the the YouTube video before my YouTube browser crashed because it tried to load a 10-hour video. Yeah. But it was amazing, and Jess kept yelling from the other room, "Are you still playing that?"
I'm never gonna dance again.
It's so smooth.
Wait. A reference that only Raph will get. I just want to dance again.
Because Guilty Feet, they got no rhythm.
What do you play, man? What do you play?
Regular
show. Oh, nice. Oh, the animated GIF.
Chilling.
Yeah, right. I'll fucking watch Regular Show. All right, it's on my queue. Once I'm done with Supernatural, say it in the mic.
Somebody told me that Adventure Time and the Regular Show are now on Netflix.
Yes, they are. Yes. Not all the episodes. Season one. Yep. All right. Yeah.
So I'm going. I have homework.
Yeah. Which means season one of Adventure Time, which has some of the beginning episodes of the major plots that run through Adventure Time are all there, so watch it all the way through.
It's messed up that show even has plots.
Well, amazing. And that's just it. Yeah, no, the continuity is so, like, you don't notice it at first. Like, you just watch it and you think that these are just going to be, you know, random 15-minute episodes, but then it all starts coming together by, like, season two, season three, and you have to watch season one to really get that. Like, the first episode of Marceline, if you haven't seen the first episode of Marceline and you just see Marceline later on, It's not gonna work for you nearly as well as you watch as if you watch season one. That's it. Adventure Time. Bacon pancakes. Make pancakes. Take some bacon and you put it in a pancake.
From the first joint. They don't even start you out when they first get to the park. They start you out with them already working it in about like the fifth or sixth episode. Then you learn how they got to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Danger Zone?
They play Kenny Loggins.
They play from that Caddyshack joint.
Not only that, they use they have the You're the Best Around joint in there. They do an episode based off the Last Crusade.
You're the best around? Nobody's gonna bring you down?
They use that. Yeah.
Wow.
They have an entire episode based around Excite Bike.
Yes. And in that Excite Bike episode during the montage, they play Hangin' Tough.
And they fight a dude that's like an evil version of that Billy Mitchell guy from the King of Kong, but he has no body. He just has arms
and a big
legs
giant head
and all a beard.
Does he have an American tie? All
right, you remind me. Who here in this room has watched King of the Nerds all the way through? All right, you should watch this shit. If only for number one,
there's
one
an
of the,
Ian Levenstein.
Yeah. There's a guy. Okay, first I'll fuck you.
You must slay him.
Yeah. No. There's a guy who looks like me without the beard, but only like you've seen my Sir Avatar. You know what I look like in that. He looks like me in my Sir Avatar. Like they show his photo, and you'd swear it was the same. I am sci-fi.
So there's two people you must kill off of this show.
Yes, that's correct. Number two, there's a guy named Ivan on the show who stole Murd's mutton chops. Like, he... Murd's got to kill somebody, too. Yeah, because he is the younger Murd. Like, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, they got to leave.
And there are two episodes. Two episodes that make this shit worthwhile. One, where Kevin Smith is judging a comic book debate, and the fuckers don't know anything past the 90s. So when they ask, like, Silver Age questions, they're lost. When they ask Golden Age questions, they're lost. And the frickin' chick there, Alana, the Batman girl, who's listed as Batman expert. Give it a Yanni. Give it a Yanni. Yeah.
She was pissing me off. There's like, we're both big they're like the two girls going up in a comic book like trivia quiz. We're supposed to be both like, we both know everything about Batman.
Yeah.
And they asked like three or four Batman questions. They knew shit.
Yeah. They ask a question about the secret identities of different Batman villains, and they got that shit wrong.
Yo, real talk. Yo, nobody should even put Batman. You know how many people I meet to talk about they like Batman, they know everything about Batman, and I'm sitting down, random parties. Yo, if you wearing nice-ass Gucci shoes, you don't know shit about Batman. You don't even talk to me about Batman. Yo, go patch you in your head, and I'll be like, it's all right, huh? If you a dude, you come at me with your bro collar, talking about you like Batman. I had this dude come to me last week.
Look at this.
Talking my hat off.
I just popped my collar. I know nothing about Batman.
He was like, yo, that's a hot Iron Man. I was like, slow down, yo. It's War Machine. But man, that's I'm like, yo, Don Cheadle. He kept on talking, you don't know more than me. and this young lady was right there. She just looked at her like, basically, I sunned this dude in front of 50 people. And I looked baller while I did it.
That's all I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, ruining the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Kevin Smith debate episode. Kevin Smith chooses against this one girl, and she breaks down crying. Stupid Kevin Smith! Why did he choose me?
In her defense, she got really screwed. She had the better argument.
I know, but you don't break down and crying, stupid Kevin Smith, if you lose. You take that shit in stride.
Superhero should be held accountable.
Or was it the Gene one?
The one dude talked about how Dark Knight Returns was written by Mark Miller, and she fucking
Well, actually, it was written by Frank Miller, not Mark Miller. I believe you've gotten that one wrong there. And then she continued her rant.
Yo, I can't watch the show.
But it wasn't just
the Batman trivia that was going to the 90s. It was the video game.
The video game, which is what I was getting to, because you mentioned that shit. Like, they were asked who the creator of Pong was. But you mentioned Billy Mitchell.
Smarter goddamn nerd than anyone on that show.
I know. But one of the choices was, you know, Mitchell and who's the other guy?
Mitchell and Steve Wiebe.
There we go. And Wiebe. And they chose that shit over the actual creator of Pop.
And then she argued, well, I know when Halo 4 came out. Why didn't they ask that question instead of stupid Pong? That's from way before I was born.
It's like, if you don't bother to look at the history of gaming when you're a gamer, I have no respect for you.
I don't expect nobody to, like, I don't care about Halo 4. I play Street Fighter. Like, I don't care about Halo 4. I know when Halo 4 come out. I can't tell you what happened. I thought Master Chief's adventure was done. I beat 3. What is left? Why did they make a 4? Oh, I know why. Y'all motherfuckers want money.
Why y'all they keep making Call of Duties?
And y'all motherfuckers is whole enough to go out and give them that money.
What is this, the 12th Call of Duty at this point? Like, man, holy and I'm guilty. Shit.
I am so guilty of buying all those games. So I feel so bad.
And it's a big duty.
Call of Duty.
I keep thinking this one's going to be better.
And yet they're all duty.
They are all.
They're all poop.
It's like duty works on two levels.
We're near the end of our reign here. It's 12:20. We've been talking for an hour and a half. Does anybody else want to say anything about Super Show other than the random rants that we fucking got on? What'd you get?
You got that gear, okay?
I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, Friday night, when we were sitting at 3rd and Spruce Granted, we got there a little early so we could get our table and...
You know.
But, you know, I was kind of worried because it really wasn't as full as it was. I mean, usually, even Friday night, you can't, you know, move up up there, Third and Spruce, without, you know, bumping into somebody, and it gradually filled in, and so, you know, that kind of made me feel a little better, but it was just kind of like, okay, the waitress is not having a conniption, bringing me other people's food, thinking it's mine. They didn't have a problem with, you know, taking our, you know, cards early so we could start a tab.
And they didn't run out of glasses, and they didn't run out of sundaes this time around. No fucking vanilla ice cream shortage this time around.
I guess I got that 2 for $5.
Yep, they invested. They invested in that Weiss grocery store down the street.
Marthea, she wasn't going to take my Sunday. Yeah. That's why they
let's let's do a quick shout out to those who were not there. Martheus, we miss you.
Yes, brother.
John Carroll. Yeah, right. I guess we miss you. Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Sort of miss John Carroll. I'm not quite sure. Dave Williams.
Yeah, he can't make it this
UK
year.
UK represent.
Yeah,
me ain't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here. Was
but we do have the return of Sean Whalen this year.
Yeah. And that was. He was trying to sing some Celine Dion. My heart would go on.
Yo, I just watched an episode of Supernatural where fucking Angel changes the course of history because he didn't like the movie Titanic, so he saves the Titanic from sinking.
See, you just ruined me. Remember watching that show? He was like, "Yo, Junior, you should watch Supernatural."
Yo,
I was like, "Yo, I watched a little part." It was like,
"Come back, Sean."
And now. And that was all I ever needed to see. And I was like, I'm going to give this show a shot.
Actually, you left him
on my hand. Now, you done told me that they had an episode where Angel saved the Titanic.
Yep.
Yo,
they shaved
show.
The Titanic. No. They saved the Titanic and they shaved it too. No. They saved the Titanic and Celine Dion wound up as a lounge singer instead of a famous, you know, singer. Because she never had that movie.
And the reason to save Titanic is to not have the movie? What about all the people?
Meh. Shrug.
Hey, hold up.
Yeah.
She was already famous before that movie came out. That's why she was picked.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
That don't make no sense.
Still a good episode.
Ian Levinson the ruined Julian from watching goddamn Supernatural.
Goddamn watch it anyway, man.
Nah, man. What you need to do is watch that regular show.
I will watch
Whoa.
That shit.
Not setting up the chairs next time. Not setting up the chairs.
All right, I'll fucking watch this shit, man. There's a bunch of shit on there though. A lot of event Adult Swim shows are on Netflix now, and
it's funny than all the Adult Swim shows.
Yeah. All right.
Guess what? Because it has actual good animation.
Is Venture Brothers on there now?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Boom.
Season one.
All right.
I got that shit on DVD. So
I know. Right. Yeah. So do I. But
they got all the Justice League on that shit too.
It's coming back soon. Venture Brothers. May.
I'm a season and a half behind.
Catch up on that shit.
I'm an old man. Why the hell they show come on 12 o'clock at night? I got to go to work. I got to make money. My cartoons come on at 8, 7:30, 8, 8:30. Yeah, right. Adventure Time come on 7:30. Oh, the rest of the show come on at 8 o'clock.
And you know what? Hold on. Since some of us were there, let's talk about Red Lobster real quick.
Cheddar biscuits,
number one. Lobster fest, number two. Two for half price. You know, buy one get one half price. Which Raph and Tammy went into too. So there you go. They got that.
You got some of that lobster.
Damn right.
Get that lobster.
Raph comes up to me and says, "Hey, save me two seats at Azteca because we're gonna come. We're just putting stuff down from the show."
Yeah.
2 for $1, really?
It was good.
Right?
Yeah.
Lobsters and scrimps.
Where's Ready, Pennsylvania? I'm fresh to the
house.
Yo.
Whoa.
Listen. Right.
Yo.
Listen.
I talked to Sean about that.
Forget the lobster.
That fucking tilapia was a lobster vessel. All right? That tasted nothing like
the goddamn cheddar biscuits.
I don't care about no Olive Garden breadsticks. I don't care about any plates of bread.
You give me Cheddar Bay biscuits,
yep,
and nothing else, and give me table water.
They're a little oversalted.
And Red Lobster, but, still.
Know, yeah.
Cheddar biscuits is some of the ballest shit you could ever have.
But
I wish I would have my strawberry champagne jam with me
to
put on them cheddar biscuits. And I'll be stunting over all of Redding, Pennsylvania if I would have my champagne jam.
Hold me two seats tomorrow, too.
I'm not bullshit, I actually do got strawberry champagne.
You only adopted the cheddar biscuits. I was born in them.
That's it. No, no. Yanni gets the gold star. That's it. Yanni gets the gold star. It's official. It's official. But the story that I want to tell, though, like, I love how, like, the waitress was like, "Oh, you're here for the jazz festival?" Like, "No, we're here for a comic show." Like, "Oh, there was one last week." Like, why would that matter?
Like, no, my favorite part was, like, somebody left some chicken wings on the plate, and she was like, "One of y'all gonna eat that. Y'all ain't wasting that food." like what are y'all gonna eat?
Like, there are starving children in Africa.
He's like, "What are y'all gonna eat this?
You better fucking eat those." Jamal ordered those, and it was much more food than he expected, because it's a freaking American chain restaurant, so you're damn right, but an appetizer's gonna be too big.
Appetizers technically supposed to be for the whole table.
Right.
So Americans order appetizers for themselves. Like, I had lobster stuffed mushrooms. I ate most of those by myself. Why? Because that's some ballish to do. It has lobster and mushroom, and I had lobster on my plate and lobster in my mac and cheese. Like, I can't be mad. Motherfuckers hate me in the desert right now because I ate that much lobster. They ain't never seen a lobster. They ain't even seen my man motherfucker on Futurama. That's how much they don't know what a lobster is, and I ate, like, all that motherfucker today.
Hooray for Zoidberg.
Yes, I ate Zoidberg's whole ancestry tonight. Like a champ. Lobster Fest. And use a coupon. We so rich, yeah. We got coupons for baller shit.
2-for-1, motherfucker. There we go. Boom. Boom. All right.
Who's barking, motherfucker?
That's where we end this shit. Everybody, circle around. Pick up the goddamn mic. Pimp your wares. Get it over with. Three of you have the same thing to pimp anyway. So, Sean, roll.
You can go to actionlabcomics.com to check out everything Action Lab. Me and my homies, including Julian, we also have our own studio, loystudios.com. That's for everything independent, icy, and innovative in art. So actionlabcomics.com, loystudios.com.
Nice.
You can also get the podcast, The Black Box, hhwlod.com.
I better be back on that soon. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
My website is julianlytle.com, L-Y-T-L-E.
Yep.
You read my webcomic Ants at ants.julianlytle.com.
It's true.
Find me on Twitter, Julian Lytle, Instagram, Julian Lytle, DeviantArt, Julian Lytle, DeviantArt, all that shit. You can find my links. You can Google. You can find me. Whatever.
Podcast,
ignorant-bliss.com, which soon I'll be putting up a dope-ass episode about Power Rangers with Ian Levesque, Sean Pryor, and Martha S. Wade, which we just talked about Power Rangers for 2 hours.
And you know what? We would have gone further.
We could have gone.
We could have gone further. We could have gone for 4 hours if we really wanted to.
We didn't even get the Kamen Rider. We didn't even get the Kamen Rider. Goddamn it! We didn't even get to talk about the Bastions, boy. Woo! But yeah.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
But there's an episode now where just me, Sean, and my dad talking about Power Rangers Megaforce. We just wilding out. Just
I watched the first three episodes. Man, that is old school.
That shit is just like Black Billy, motherfucker. Black Billy.
Bane, do you have a podcast to pimp? you gotta fucking do it. Come on.
Comicbooklaundry.com. Comic Book Laundry with Chad, Bill, Harold, and Mike. And we talk about our
finish it up, Bill.
So we talk about all of our back issues that we haven't read in a long time.
Back issues and issues in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mostly it's back issues because I don't think any of us are current in any books.
I'm super motherfucking current.
Adventures are slow.
Yachty, the gold star tonight.
That was the second choice that we had when it was, it was either Comic Book Laundry or You Bitches Are Slow.
What's Chad's phone number?
Yeah. No. I don't know if
we
you heard.
We got business cards with Chad's phone number on them.
I don't know if you guys heard when you were laughing over there, but Chad said that the second choice for the show was You Bitches Be Slow.
URL was taken.
Raph,
Besides being Lord and Commander of Midtown Comics Times Square, I also do the Midtown blog, which is kind of boring. Check out my blog. It's Comic Book Crusader. It's a Tumblr.
You're supposed to pimp things. You're supposed to put things down.
DC just plain sucks right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
this
DC sucks.
Pure, like if you took a pig's ass and just like wiped it across the farm and all the manure.
See, that's why I'm glad I got to talk to Sean Whalen this weekend, because he is ever positive, and I fucking love him for that.
Oh yeah,
he always finds something positive.
Bless his heart, but he's not seeing the fact that DC is going to be out of business in like 5 years, because Warner Brothers ain't going to give a fuck and go, hey, goodbye, guys. I'm sorry, Jim Lee. So yeah, Combo Crusader, where I have Rex rants and some other stuff.
Holy shit, I'm gonna be out of a job.
Yes, Bane, you will be out of a job. Would you like fries with that, Bane?
Oh God. And yeah, so if you're at Times Square, check me out.
Yep.
Check out the Midtown blog, which is actually very good. I did a lengthy interview with the Valiant guys.
And if you want a shitload of dead links to a dead podcast, check out GeeksUnitePodcast.com, which is still up.
Whatever happened to that show?
The main website is still up, but none of the links fucking work.
Oh, yeah, no, because I canceled my Libsyn.
I know you did.
But the blog's still there, unfortunately.
Take the blog down, dude.
No. It's the only thing I have left.
Oh, God.
It's the only memories I have.
Chad, give your Twitter account, because they said everything else.
What is it now?
unknown fanboy, I think.
You mean my personal one?
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Comic book laundry?
Comic book. Yeah, we've changed our comic. I changed it once.
You keep changing the goddamn name?
That's fucked up.
How do you get involved with Comic Laundry?
I believe it's Comic Laundry at this point.
and your own person.
I'm not on Twitter much anymore, but it's CABURDET78.
Cool. Yeah, and Eric, pimp your shit.
I have nowheres to pimp. I'm Eric, and I go by Lucky Mustard all over the place, all over the internet.
Lucky Mustard on Twitter.
Yep.
There you go. I think that's about it at this point.
I think my new Twitter handle is Misfortunate Ketchup.
Misfortunate Ketchup.
Well, the email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Check out the forums at thecomicforums.com for all of your comic geek speak conversation. We're proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com and a league of comic book podcasts over at comicbooknoise.com/league. And we're at facebook.com/comictiming. Stop talking, Raph, or I will fucking kill you. So for everyone who is on this podcast, I am Bane, reminding everyone that there's always time for comics.
Stop infringing on my shit, man.
You're starting to sound like Sean Connery instead of Bane.
It's the same goddamn voice. There's always time for comics. Go away. Got the foam hammer up in this biatch. Have at thee. You know, an animated gif of that would be glorious.